Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, March 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Air raid sirens went off across Ukraine early this morning with reports of explosions across the country, including regions surrounding the cities of Lviv, Odessa, Kharkiv, and Mykolaiv, and in the capital of Kyiv. Two people were injured as a result of the attacks on Kyiv last night, according to a Telegram post by Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. Power outages were reported in Kyiv and Kharkiv, with Ukraine's energy minister Herman Halushchenko claiming the Russian missile attack had damaged energy infrastructure facilities in seven regions of the country, forcing authorities to implement preventative power outages. As a result of the widespread Russian missile attacks, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine was completely cut off from electricity around 3 a.m. Warsaw time. In a post on Telegram, Energoatom, the state company that manages Ukraine's nuclear power facilities, warned that if it is not possible to resume external power to the plant after 10 hours, a failure with radiation consequences for the whole world may occur. Today is day 379 of Russia's war on Ukraine. European Union countries have agreed to continue their support for Ukraine to help Kyiv repel Russia's invasion, according to Polish Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak. Speaking from Stockholm on Wednesday after the conclusion of an informal meeting of EU defense ministers, Błaszczak informed reporters the attendees had agreed to maintain the scale and speed of military support to Ukraine. During his visit to Sweden, Błaszczak also met privately with German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius to discuss the removal of industrial barriers to maintaining the performance of tanks being sent to Ukraine. Poland recently announced plans to set up a maintenance hub in the southern city of Gliwice for the Leopard 2 tanks, but faces challenges in finding enough spare parts for maintenance and repairs. According to Błaszczak, Germany needs to restart production of spare parts for the Leopard tanks, which the country halted some 20 years ago. The Polish Central Bank's rate-setting Monetary Policy Council left interest rates unchanged on Wednesday, keeping the reference rate at 6.75%. Last September, the Monetary Policy Council raised key interest rates by 25 base points from 6.50% to 6.75% in a bid to tame inflation. Inflation in Poland hit 17.2% in January, according to an estimate by GUS, the National Statistics Office. The innovative Ukrainian crossover orchestra rock group Prime Orchestra is making a stop in Gdańsk tonight as part of their tour through Poland, Germany, and the Czech Republic. The group consists of roughly 40 professional musicians and orchestral singers, a rock band, a DJ, and a conductor, performing covers and mashups of popular songs and film soundtracks accompanied by visuals. Prime Orchestra was formed in Kharkiv in 2014, but was forced to evacuate in May 2022. Since that time, the group has been giving concerts to raise awareness and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, often sharing their personal experiences, accompanied by visual depictions of the ongoing war. Tonight's Rock Symfo show will feature custom arrangements of songs by artists such as Bon Jovi, The Scorpions, Queen, AC/DC, Metallica, Depeche Mode, Red Hot Chili Peppers. The two-hour concert will take place tonight at the theater stage of the Not Technica House at 6 Rajska Street at 7 p.m.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with very little chance of rain or snow during the day and a light breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will be slightly colder than yesterday, with a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit, before dropping to a low of negative 2 degrees centigrade or 28 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar temperatures are expected for tomorrow, with a good chance for rain or snow showers throughout the day. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.